from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Morning, Mike. That's huge, isn't it?
There's money flowing like you've never seen.
Yeah, that's it. That is nonsense. Now, I think the FTSE 100 is actually closed, so we can't see any reaction there. But that's a very significant development there.
Dow looks all right.
Yeah, gosh, Mike. Gee, I'm already starting to look forward to the day we can talk about the good old boring stuff rather than the latest tectonic shift in global financial markets. Mike, even my fairly indestructible sense of humour is being sorely tested in the last week or so. After we spoke yesterday, we watched that incredible price action that saw the Dow Jones drop 12.93% in the end, the S&P 500 down 11.98%, historically very significant numbers. I think that's the third biggest single day move in the Dow, and the biggest plunge since 1987. So we're in the thick of it, aren't we? Very much head scratching territory. But at the same time, we're seeing huge volatility in the New Zealand dollar. Over the last few days, it's been up around 62 cents against the US dollar, slumped overnight to 59, actually low 59s at one point when I was looking earlier on today. It's not going to mean much to holidaymakers out there, but certainly I guess no one's going anywhere, but good for exporters. Global recessions have been historically tended to be negative for the New Zealand dollar. Locally, Mike, we came in, we were reeling into the opening of our market, thought it was going to be very weak. During the day, we got the fiscal package from the government, which we'll talk about in a minute. We got some positive price action from Asia, positive indications through the US trading session. So actually, our market held up reasonably well. And that we can't ignore very quickly the global dairy trade auction overnight, 3.9% fall in the index, skim milk powder taking a big hit. Skim milk powder has been very strong, Mike, so and that's probably just giving back some of the recent strength. Whole milk powder down 4.2%. That was expected. We were seeing that in the futures, and that's probably not helping the Kiwi dollar as well.
Right, 12.1. What do you make of it?
It's big and ambitious, Mike. 4% of GDP is on a relative basis, I think, a very strong opening commitment from the government. Remember, we do have the budget coming up as well, so maybe one or two of the aspects of this package were originally slated for the budget and have been brought forward. $12.1 billion, just a couple of clarifications and a few comments. Not all coming at once, about $6 billion immediately, then that remainder is spread over a number of years. Begs the question how they're going to pay for it. Well, they're going to add $3 billion to the government bond tender program this year. They're adding selling treasury bills as well, so it's partially funded there. $5.1 billion wage subsidies, $2.8 billion in business tax changes. $600 million aviation package to keep supply chains open in there, and that's very important because we've got to keep those pharmaceuticals coming into the country. If I was to give this a quick run through, Mike, healthcare funding, $500 million, well, obviously a big tick in terms of putting some money there, but you think that probably should have got more. Yeah. It should have got more. When I look at the wage subsidy, big tick, targeted to the right place. My concern, I think I said this yesterday, is how much organizational and administrative support it's going to need. It's complicated. You have to qualify. So what's the process? How do people access that? How's it going to be managed efficiently? Benefit increases. I think that might have been part of the budget brought forward. It's not really targeted, Mike. Now, on the plus side, it is fiscally stimulatory. Those people will spend that money. But you do wonder whether or not that could have been better allocated to more targeted business. Mm-hmm. Sick leave support tick may not be enough. Again, process. What's the process? It's going to be. Look, Mike, the thing is, I just think we're going to have to accept the fact that we're not going to be able to save all businesses. I think we're going to have further closures. I'm thinking around things like retail. Think of things like casinos, Mike. Unfortunately, businesses will not survive even with government support, but I think we will, on a positive side, I think we will get used to operating differently. We'll get used to operating via internet packages. We're used to businesses operating remotely. Our business is operating all remotely at the moment, just to see how we go on that. So, look, it's a start. We'll see more in the budget. Just think some of that budget money could have been allocated a little bit more on a targeted basis.
Numbers real quick.
206.329, up 441 on the Dow, 2.2%. 2487 on the S&P 500, up 4.2%. The Nasdaq 7131, up 3.26%. So bounce back there. FTSE 100, 5283, up 132. The Nikkei, 17011, up small. Shanghai Composite, 2779, down small. The ASX 200 yesterday put on 5.83%. Big day in Aussie. 5293. The NZX 50, 9434. We were down 42. On the currencies, the Kiwi dollar, 0.5920, so quite a bit weaker, 0.9932 against the Aussie, 0.5406 euro, 0.4925 pounds, 63.8 gold for the yen, gold $1,530, Brent crude $29.72.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz. Hosking. Very, very encouraging numbers out of China this morning as regards the virus, and we'll come back to this whole argument around benefits and spending money in a moment. 6:22.